Thursday thoughts this week, and I've been a little busy because of the birth of my first daughter, my second child. But I have been, keeping up to date with signing up for races like Maui to Molokai and Molokai to Oahu. And wow, they filled out quick, didn't they? I nearly missed out on the Maui to Molokai entry and Molokai to Oahu. I think I just snuck in. But it was kind of like you had to be on it when they opened it. So that's been cool. I've got a few things I want to talk about on that. So I had a look at the start list, and basically there's a few names who are back from before COVID who are definitely going to ruffle some feathers. So Clement Kolmus and Nathan Van Vuuren. Most people probably know Nathan pretty well, but Clement is kind of more of a sup race guy, and he's a beast. He's super strong. He's from New Caledonia, and he's going to definitely do well in the downwind racing this year, and I'm looking forward to catching up with him and also seeing how he goes. Nathan Van Vuuren, I first met him before one of the Maliko races, and no one knew who he was. It was just this kid from South Africa, and he ended up coming third in that Poi Bowl, just behind Cody and Kai, and then he got second in Molokai to Oahu. So he had an awesome sort of season. Hasn't raced since then, from my knowledge, anyways. That was back in 2018. So really excited to see how they go, because they're sort of more the older guard, I guess they call it pre-COVID, downwind foiler. There's also a few omissions, most notably no Kai Lenny at this stage. He registered for Wingfall for M2M. I'm not sure that's because he missed out. I know life with twins would be tough, so he might have missed the cut and said, "I'll just do Wingfoil." Maybe he is a schedule clash from M2O, or maybe he just hasn't registered for Molokai to Oahu yet at all. And look, I think the organizers should give him an entry if he can do it, because he's, two-time winner, and pioneer of it all. So interesting to see if Kai is doing M2O. I'm interested because he's a great competitor, and I guess a mate of mine too, so to reach out and see what's going on. And then moving on to the Aussies, you got Oscar, who was second last year, Perth, who was top 10, and Cooey, who I'm going to put as like my bit of my dark horse. He's training pretty hard for it. You've also got Zane Westwood, who's up for his debut international race season this year, and he's registered and he's frothing. He's a super competitive dude. He's going to have a good crack at it. And then a few other dark horses. Alex Tibby, who got third in the Northern Beaches downwind race in super light conditions. But he's been going really well from what I've heard from a friend of mine, Matt Nottage. And then Dave Kassang, who's been training super hard. And I'd look out for him as a bit of a smoky. You then got about 10 Tahitians. And I'm expecting Etienne to back up his French downwind championship win, as well as Rayari, who is probably going to. He did well last year, but had a bit of, from what I heard, course problems. He'd never done the race before, so he didn't know where he was going. So he's going to do well. And then, obviously, as you'd expect, a bunch of Hawaiians and Americans. Got to keep an eye on Edo, Kane, Andrew Gibbon, all who had great races and seasons last year. And then Gage Schroner, who won Hood River last year, but also broke the world record for pumping around the surf recently. So he's been training hard. Cash Bazola, who's best known for that wing performance in Cape Verde, but I think he's no slouch in downwind foiling. And then the influencer Jack Ho, who, he's just a talented kid who's doing some great stuff, putting some great content out there. And then you can't forget Mateo L. He won Hood River a couple of years ago and won the Florida surf foil race, and Mateo's been doing it for ages. He's just a kid, but he's seriously talented, and I think he'll do really well. And then keeping looking, Tom Constant going to Europe. Tom Constant, he's going to be working hard. I know he had a pretty he wasn't too stoked with his results from last year, but he's working hard, training hard for this year's event. And then there's the Canadians, the Spencer boys, who have Jeffrey famously beat Kai across the channel in 2019, but was overtaken in the upwind leg. Rumor has it there's no upwind leg this year, so it really could be anyone. So Jeffrey and and Finn definitely ones to look out for. And then the Super Groms, Brady, and it used to be Bonzo Grom, but it's Malaya. And they're training hard, and then you can never discount Mr. Voyager himself, Simeon. They're all top 15 last year, and they're working hard for this year's race too. So that's my little preview. It'd be good to I'm gonna try to get a longer sort of version of this and discuss it, all the sort of dark horses, and get it out, a little bit of a podcast format for it. But that's my Thursday thought for this week. Also, just to finish up, I finished the foil draft course. So for those that are looking to get into foiling, prop and want to do downwind foiling eventually, want to do the race this year, and we'll do some of the races this year, the foil draft could be a really cool way to get you going for that. So check that out at kcoz.com as part of the Coach Cater Club foil draft course. But yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in. And yeah, I'm going to get a more of a podcasty kind of longer format podcast talking about the start list and that. So I'm pretty pumped about it, as you can tell. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and speak to you next week.